Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the 5-Minute Miracle provided by Beyond Purpose. My name is Stephanie, and today we're going to take 5 minutes to focus on how to use our imagination. In order to reach into the depths of what our imagination can provide, I want to ask you to step into a silent space. If you have a space in your home or office where you can detach from distractions, go there now. If not, stand or sit where you are with purpose. Get comfortable with your feet firmly on the floor. Close your eyes and take a nice deep breath. Take another deep breath. Notice the coolness and purity of the air coming in. And hold it. Now release the breath out. Take one more focused, deep breath in. And hold. As you exhale this time, make the intention that your breath will help push away all internal and external distractions. Wonderful. Our concentration today is on our imagination. Our imagination is a gift that allows us to conceive of situations, people, and circumstances that have not happened yet. We can use our imagination to our benefit or to our demise. If you have a pattern of thinking that uses imagination as a way to worry, you always seem to question why things go wrong in your life. You may say things to others, such as, "That's impossible. I can't do it. This always happens to me." But let's reimagine imagination. First, let's recognize that you have the gift of imagination within you. It is a wonderful gift to have, and every single person, including you, has it. And as much as it can be used for bad, it can be used so much more for good. Using your imagination means focusing only on thoughts that make you feel good, that make you whole, and that make you the reflection of love that you want to give to the world. Ask yourself these questions. What makes me feel good? What makes me feel complete? How can I show love to others? Take the time to think about these questions today. And allow your imagination to fill with thoughts of your desired life. Write them down and plan on how to make them happen. It is your time to take your imagination out of your head and make it a part of your everyday reality. Take it one day at a time. One idea at a time. you can have anything you want. You can have anything you want. This is Beyond Purpose, bringing you your 5-minute miracle. Have a wonderful day.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings. Hotep to our listeners that's tuning in. This is your brother Sean Ali welcoming you on behalf of our beloved sister Denise Renee Muhammad to our Health and Wellness Power Hour. We pray that all is well with our tuning audience, and we pray that you enjoyed that 5-minute meditation and focus period where you could take at least those 5 minutes out the day and stop and just simply think about yourself. This week's topic is how to successfully overcome hypertension, not naturally. And that's something almost all of us can relate to. And if we really think about it, hypertension is a very serious subject because it's easily introduced, and if we don't recognize it, it can become deadly. So our beloved sister has done research and development on how to naturally overcome this. And Sister Denise, are you on? Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me, sis? Peace and blessings. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Brother Yes, Sean? Ma'am. Now I can hear you. Now I can hear you.
Okay.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum. Now I
can hear you. Yes, sir. Thank you. All right. So let me pick back up where I was. I was talking about, and I don't know, we have one caller on the line. Let us know if you heard anything I just said. It may have been my phone. I'm going to open up your line. Caller ending in 2654.
Could
you
hear us?
Assalamu alaikum. I
can
hear
you. Well, like,
yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
All right. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. All right.
Can I,
okay,
sister, did you hear me when I
yes,
opened
sir.
Up? You
yes,
can hear
I
me?
Can hear you.
I couldn't hear nothing. It was completely. I couldn't hear nothing. I couldn't even hear my. So I mean, it was completely dead.
Yes, sir. Okay. Technical difficulties, but we're gonna get through it. What I was saying, I don't know if you heard of anything that I was saying, but I was talking about hypertension and the causes and how it runs rampant in our community, and the causes due to poor diet, through stress and improper breathing. You know, our breathing plays a major part in all of our body functions. And I was saying we got to get control of our diet, and how the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that 95% of our ills can be cured through fasting. So we have to stop eating so much and eliminate all the sodium, the table salt from our diet in order to get this thing under control naturally, because you can use an essential oil, which is the life essence of a plant. You can use it, but if you're still eating improperly, it's not going to facilitate your body's healing if you're still properly or breathing properly. So.
True.
Yes,
true.
Sir. You have any questions or anything you wanted to add on to that?
Yes, and like I say, when I was trying to open up, and I wanted to make that point, like, hypertension is undiagnosed, you know, because it happens so frequently, just like strokes. They happen frequently, you know, and most people have several bouts of hypertension daily and it usually starts before we get out of bed, because we have to force ourselves to go work for somebody else.
Right.
So, right. So the healing process is in sleep. So whether you healed or not and you don't wake up naturally, and you got to force yourself to get up to go slave for somebody else, that's when your day starts filled with hypertension. And that's why we have upset stomachs, because of the hormones that are associated with hypertension that's flooding our body. So a person that doesn't have the ability to control himself or herself suffers from hypertension. And the more it continues, by 25, 30, 35, 40 years, your physical is falling apart.
Right.
It can't stand.
Right.
So it's not, like we say continuously, this is not magic. It's not an abracadabra this is science.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Right.
The master gland, the hypothalamus, and the pituitary, and those glands that secrete the hormones that control our moods and behaviors. When you unleash that top and you place it beneath your nose and you inhale, what happens, Sister Denise?
Within 22 seconds, 22 seconds, you just unscrew the top and inhale, take breath in through your nose. 22 seconds, it hits the limbic part of your brain, which is your emotional center. The limbic system is directly connected to the parts of your brain that control your heart rate, your blood pressure, your breathing. It's connected to your memory, your stress levels, and your hormone balance. And that's just from inhaling an essential oil.
Exactly.
And
so,
these have to be therapeutic grade essential oils.
Right. We're not talking about
sir.
Going to walk. Right. It's a difference between, because it's all, just like anything, it's in how it's manufactured. It starts with how they harvest the particular plant. Because if they don't harvest it at the right time and season, then it's all just for nothing. first and foremost.
Right.
So we're talking about the ones that take that necessary process and make sure that they most people grow, and for an instance, most people grow cooking herbs. So you go out and you just pick this sage at dinner time, you all of that medicinal, nutritional value of sage is not in there. Because this
right.
is the morning before the rye. So if you don't harvest it at the right time, you're just getting flavor. And that's not what we're – yes, some of these oils smell good, and all of them smell
mm-hmm.
that particular way. But we're not talking about flavor. We're talking about the scientific reaction, because for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction.
Exactly.
So you are – right, and hypertension is a reaction to an action of stress. So we're talking about how to scientifically cause another action that the reaction counters hypertension and removes it from your mind, because it's in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
In
right.
22 seconds, man, that is a – I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Yes, sir.
So, and you said the causes
like
of hypertension,
said,
the causes of hypertension, I want to,
poor diet, stress, and improper breathing, and I know you can elaborate on that one, Brother Sean.
No, I mean,
the improper
but,
breathing.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, like you said, the poor diet, right? Because we have to understand, I want us to understand fully that, you know, how easy it is to put yourself in a hypertensive environment. So, like, what would consist of foods that would fit into, or eating habits that would fit into the poor dietary category?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, Brother Sean. State that again.
What are some of the foods or particular eating habits that causes somebody to have bad dietary habits?
Eating a high salt, high fat diet. You know, eating a lot of meat. You know, having high cholesterol. All of that plays a part in elevating, because it builds up that plaque on the walls of the arteries, so the blood cannot flow properly, which is going to ultimately lead to a stroke or a heart attack, which heart attack is the number one cause of death in America. So we really have to get that sodium, that table salt, because we think we have to eat this highly seasoned food and, you know, these fatty foods, and we don't. It's because we think we need all this protein, but we don't, and it's causing us to suffer with these ailments, this high blood pressure.
Right, right. And then we compound this by several meals throughout the daytime.
Exactly.
And that's without
in that
stress from children or spouse or a job or school. That's just on how we eat.
Right.
It can place ourselves in a hypertensive environment.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
So what are some of the oils that you recommend we use to overcome?
The one I would highly recommend, and it's one of the more popular essential oils that people don't even really know that it helps with maintaining a healthy blood pressure, and that's lavender. And how it helps is that it dilates the arteries, and it acts as an antioxidant, and it reduces the oxidative stress and emotional stress. So lavender, it's very calming, it's very soothing. So that's how it specifically helps with maintaining and lowering your blood pressure.
Right, right, right. Gotcha. What would be another one? Good one. And by the way, everybody listening,
sage.
This is Denise. You have I want them to know that you have access to an excellent certified source for these oils and elements that pretty much are proven to be accurate in what they claim.
Right.
You can definitely get in touch with our sister, and she can put you right into the rotation. Well, go ahead. I'm sorry, you said the clary sage.
Yes, sir. Clary sage. It is another one that's good for maintaining a healthy blood pressure. It's a digestive aid as well. It's like a sedative. It's excellent for reducing blood pressure, very effective in relaxing the veins and the arteries and reducing the risk of heart attacks, strokes, and brain hemorrhaging. So by using this, it reduces the blood pressure. It also widens the blood vessels and increases the blood circulation. And blood circulation is another cause, or poor blood circulation is another cause of heart attacks.
Wow.
So that one is highly recommended. It also balances your hormones. If you have a hormonal imbalance, it also works with that as well. And all of this information, I'm not making it up. I do extensive research so I can bring the best recommendations for you all.
Yes, ma'am. So what's the difference between, because I grow lavender, and I, like right now, I'm drinking some warm water with some mint leaves and lavender in it right now as we speak. So what's the difference between what I'm doing and what you are? What's one of the main benefits of inhaling the vapor versus what I'm doing right now?
The main benefit is that it is highly, the essential oil is undiluted. It's coming directly from the plant, the essence of the plant, and it's highly, highly concentrated. So, like, when you pick your lavender, as soon as you pluck it, you know you're a gardener, so as soon as you pluck it, it's starting to die. But with the essential oil, it's still vital. That oil is still vital. It's highly concentrated. And when you inhale it, within 22 seconds, it's hitting your brain. If you apply it topically, within 2 to 3 minutes, it's going throughout your bloodstream. So that's the difference from steeping it and doing it the way that you're doing versus just unscrewing the top or applying it topically.
Right. Awesome. So, and how does that help our digestive system?
It keeps you from overworking, overtaxing your digestive system because you're not actually putting it in your mouth. It's going directly into the system, so it's not working your digestive system at all. And we know, you know, once our digestive system breaks down or your stomach wears out, that's it. So with using the essential oils, you're not even going through that process. It's like going straight to the source. So
And I hope that those that's listening and will listen, that we fully get a grasp of that. Because this world is telling us to eat our solution. Yes, food is medicine, but food is only medicine when properly applied. Because if food is medicine, then we have to ask ourselves, if I'm not sick, why am I eating? So now, right, so now we have a scientific way to get that same satiety, that same satisfaction, because that's the only thing we eat mentally. We're not eating physically because most of the, almost all of us are over, anybody that eats every day is overeating, including myself. Because anybody that has ever vomited, and when you see what comes up, you immediately notice it's stuff that you didn't eat that day in there. This is what our stomach, it's not metal gears. It's a bag that churns food, and and the acid breaks it down. So it's not nothing that's crunching it up. So we can easily wear it out.
Right.
So right. And once that goes, that's your immune system.
That's it.
That's your energy, your ability to transform food. Digestion is the extraction of life energy. So if you can't extract life energy out of food through your stomach, you will shortly die.
Right.
So we're saying that essential oils is that same extraction. So it has been extracted safely. It has been extracted pure. So you don't have to use your digestive system wear out your stomach to get the same thing that you can get inhaling. Man, let me tell you. Do you know, we need to calculate and mentally picture how many years that this significantly adds to our lifespan. Because the food and how we're eating is what's causing it to decay and deteriorate, and now the lifespan is, some of us can't make it. So when we are looking at, man, how can I heal myself? How can I increase my youth? How can I expand my life? Oh my goodness, man!
Right.
I'm gonna tell you. I hope we get it, man. This here, sis. How long does it take? How many? This is what I'm saying. You could be feeling some type of way. You could be feeling. Grab the what? Which one first would you try to grab, sis?
The lavender.
Okay. And if that don't work, what can we try next? See, what can we try next?
Clary Sage.
Don't go to your donut. Don't go to your donut. Don't go to your M&Ms. Don't go to your Pepsi. Don't go to your coffee. Mm-hmm. Don't go to your tea. Don't go to your favorite comfort food. Because usually it's poisonous. That's why it's comforting.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Even if it's a piece of broccoli, anytime you use your digestive system, you potentially are taking off of your lifespan. Because you can only get sick by what you put in your mouth.
That's right.
So this is a game changer. I mean, we have to really. This is a game changer in
how. It really is. And we don't.
How long would it take for this lavender to hit them, sis? Tell them. How long, sis?
Just 22 seconds. Just 22 seconds. In 2 to 3 minutes, if you apply it on your skin or at the soles of your feet. I mean, you can't get it.
This means, and this means for those that wouldn't, this means that, okay, you are feeling some type of way, sad, mad, melancholy, in a slumber, whatever type of word, depressed, it doesn't matter. It's mental, it's a decision.
Right.
It's a decision that you are having a hard time in yourself changing. So this is what we're saying.
Right.
You inhale this lavender,
In 22 seconds, it clears your mind. This means this outside influence no longer is impacting your heart rate. It's no longer affecting your breathing. Now your body can achieve homeostasis and balance equal life.
Yes,
come on, man. Listen to me. It don't matter how inexpensive or because your favorite snack food might be a dollar. And what you think you are getting in satisfaction, in comfort, you are losing in years. Because once, would you say them clogged, would you say the plaque on the arteries?
Right. It clogs your arteries, and then you end up either having a stroke or a heart attack, either one. You know, and these essential oils can just relax your arteries. So to increase that blood circulation. So and you don't have to use your digestive system to do that. That's the beauty of it, because that's how you extend your life. That's how we extend our life, by not eating. How to eat to live is about not eating. It's about fasting. It's not about eating.
How to eat to live,
yes,
to be successful, is about finding ways to get the same thing you could get without putting it in your mouth. Essential oils.
Right.
You can get the same benefit from any of these plants that they have extracted the life essence from without wear and tearing your digestive system. If we can't, we really have to understand the importance of that ability, because that is the difference between abundant life and I don't know when I can go. A sudden heart attack, or any of these, a stroke is a sudden. This, you never know. And I got clients, sister, I'm sure you got clients where they ask us, how can I overcome my sugar habit? And sugar is a number one cause of hypertension. Man, it unnaturally increases your energy. Go ahead, sis. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, that high fructose corn syrup. And now that they know that people are kind of hip to it, they're changing the name of it. But you have, and it's in it practically everything. If you're buying bread out of the store or any type of processed food, especially, look out for high fructose corn syrup, because that immediately clogs your arteries. It turns into fat.
Yes,
it turns fat immediately.
Right. You want to take some questions at the hat? Well, since we're a little bit over the half.
Yes, sir.
If anybody has a question, you just feel with you press one, right?
Yeah, press one and
press one and we'll chime you in. Yeah, but. And I hope that, like I said, this is a game changer in the health and wellness business. And that's why it's becoming more popular. And you see more commercials for essential oils, and they're using that language. Because they know that if you get this, you eliminate your pharmacy. Your doctor can be put out of business, because nobody can heal you. You have to heal yourself. Only thing an outside person can do is help you create the environment in yourself that allows yourself to heal it. Psychiatrists, they'll sit there and listen to you so you can mentally and spiritually unload, and you feel physically better when you leave, because that's all you wanted to do.
Right.
We go to the ER or the doctor, the hypertension increases because they usually tell you, I don't know what caused. I don't know. We don't know. So mm-hmm. you end up with the same generic basic prescription that everybody else's get. 800 milligrams of Motrin,
mm-hmm.
Tylenol 3, or that general
right.
antibiotic.
Exactly.
Penicillin
you
or
right,
see?
Peppermint oil.
Right.
The peppermint oil.
They give every child amoxicillin. That's what they give children. That amoxicillin
mm-hmm.
stuff. And
right.
That's just the and only thing that is it's the same concept as the essential oil. It all it's doing is helping you. It's changing the environment inside your body so it can heal itself. Amoxicillin doesn't heal you.
Right.
It changes the environment. That Motrin don't. It's a. It doesn't. Like I say, it kills the pain so you can faint.
Right. Wow.
Right, because I can't think with this pain. It hurts. Okay, so that's the same thing with these oils, except you lose nothing in the process.
Exactly.
Wow.
And it boosts your immune system. Most of the essential oils are immune stimulant. And we know we need our immune system to be strong. So... I mean, it's nothing to lose. It's really nothing to lose and everything to gain. Gain from life.
Yes, ma'am. I wanted some today with my daughter, but I'm going to tell you. And we have to, and anything that, you know, a stressor is what causes hypertension. And a stressor is anything that throws your balance off. So, like I said, it's any,
right.
you stub your toe and it might trigger something because you done been angry too many times. So we done been
exactly.
sad and depressed too many times. So one time it just reaches a limit and we crack, as they say, or we break, you know, I snap. No, you just didn't know how to, your body just, you done bombarded yourself with those chemicals and those hormones that are, when it's excessive, they become detrimental.
Right.
And then so.
Wow.
Right. And we don't know how to turn it off. We don't have the ability to tell to change our own mind, so we need an outside stimulant, sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go get that sugar.
Right.
Or let me go get, you know,
right.
or most people is drugs, alcohol, marijuana, you know,
mm-hmm.
whatever, harder drugs, cigarettes, you know, it's whatever.
And those are other causes. Right. Wow.
And they increase the hypertension.
Exactly.
They give
exactly.
you that false stimulant, and then once that false, and you crash. So now you're further in the hole.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And like I say, when we compound this by 10, 15, so at 16, 17, you start getting acne. This is the result of spending, I'm telling you, food can get
right.
you in a hypertensive environment. So we spend, so this is the first sign of it. So, because we don't know how to control our eating. So we continuously put ourselves in a hypertensive environment and it manifests through acne, going bald, losing your teeth, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Brittle nails, breaking all, I mean, whatever. So this essence, man, this and like I say, for the audience, I want us to really get an understanding of the value. And this ain't a commercial. We just saying, we just want to offer, like I say, we offer our sciences weekly. So, and Sister Denise is an expert. in this field, you know. And yes. 22 seconds. Tell them, say, huh? Man, you can't.
Yes,
man.
You can't beat that. Okay.
And you'd have seen people, I have been one of those persons stuck on a couch in a depressive mood, you know, and I wish I had one of these light essences that I could have just swift and took and cleared my
right.
mind and gave me the ability to, man.
Yeah,
cause those pills don't
work. I go through that now, and they don't. Those pills, and because I had a friend that was doing those, had those antidepressant drugs, pharmaceuticals, and they do not work. They absolutely do not work. They cause a situation to get worse. So
right.
I mean, why not use something natural that has absolutely no side effects?
Zero side effects.
Zero.
100% benefit. And I know as black people, man, I know they have a saying that says, you know, if it ain't white, it ain't right amongst us. And I'm not going to. I mean, I don't. I tend to believe that at this day and age, we have come to the realization that only we can save each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, it's nobody else. I mean, it's just that's how I believe that. So, and I believe our people want answers and solutions. And sometimes we just don't know how to put it in right words to describe it.
Right.
And that's what, right. So we try to be preemptive because we know we suffer from, like you say, we go through it. So, I mean, that's a part of life. That's a part of life. Hypertension ain't bad. It's when it's excessive. And every day, now you in trouble. Right.
Yeah, like you wake up hitting the ground running to work, running here, running there. You late for work, and that's stress right there. So,
right.
Yeah,
like I say, that's the. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. We just have to eliminate those stresses as much as we possibly can, and use natural means and methods to help to facilitate our own healing.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. At any time, like I say, if anybody has a question, man, just hit your one, and just we'll get you in so you can ask. And we encourage questions, and because we like to know what specifically we can address, or
right.
We like to hear from our people, period. We like to hear your wisdom just as well as we try to impart ours.
Exactly.
So, right. That's why
exactly.
I say join us
open.
And join in. Right. This
right.
is this
join
is
the
a,
conversation.
Yeah. It's that power hour. So, we like I say, and I know for myself, I had to heal myself because the doctors were telling me they could. I mean, which was no surprise. So a lot of what I went to school for and sought out, it was to, because I was focusing on myself. And as it was working on me, I'm extending. I'm like, why, so, and that's what most people do. So it's it's like, and this is beautiful and good for all of us, especially those of us, man, that we don't have adequate sound medical advice. They're going to tell you, I don't know. They're going to give you this, like I said, the same pill prescription that everybody gets, and they appeal you right into your grave.
That's right.
They appeal you right into your grave. But the whole time they doing this, never once will they tell you that you have the natural ability to heal yourself.
Heal yourself. That's right.
They would never say that. They would never say, hey, as a doctor, that doesn't mean I can heal you because I can.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
How can it
money?
Right. We know people, or we can go and research stories of kidney transplants that their surgery was successful, but the body rejected it with a perfect match. Because if your body doesn't heal itself, it doesn't matter what anybody else can do.
Right.
We can only help create the environment in you that can allow you to heal yourself. And essential oils are very powerful and natural. We've been doing this since we've been here. That's why somebody created these plants, so we can have pleasant things to smell.
Yeah, right. And it's healing at the same time. It looks like we have a caller with the question, Brother Sean.
Go ahead.
Area code 87, I'm sorry, last four digits 8758. I'm going to open your mic.
Hello.
As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum. I missed it. I lost my phone. I got a temporary phone. I tried to come on the laptop, and it was me to reboot it, and I had to charge my tablet up. So anyway, I missed a great deal. I said I'll have to say that. But I have been using essential oils for maybe almost 2 years now because of some health issues mm-hmm. that I've experienced. The main thing that I started using for is because I'm dealing with PTSD and anxiety. And I'm going back to some basics, and I thought about what you all were saying about, you know, natural ways of healing. And a lot of the things that we need to get back to basics. We weren't always able to go to the doctor. I'm talking about our people right now, or the people, you know,
right.
even poor people. We weren't always able to go and visit doctors. And, you know, a lot of the things that we've been spooked from because of being acculturized and because of religion is a lot of those things were our sciences that we've been spooked from, wonder why,
mm-hmm.
because they're healing for
right.
us.
Right.
And exactly. I just want to know, I had a son, and I know the topic was mostly blood pressure. I was traumatized with PTSD because of one of my sons being killed by a so-called friend at 21, my middle child. But my oldest son, 11 days before his 36th birthday, died from a heart attack. My thing is I'm really kind of adamant and passionate about this. So I didn't hear the brand, if there was a certain brand of oils that you were talking about, but it's something that I want to include, because I'm always telling our black men to take care of themselves because we're losing too many. And it's something I would like to kind of, you know, be more informative about, but I didn't know if there was a certain brand or anything that you were talking about, because like I said, I missed a great deal of it.
Yes, ma'am. The brand that I personally use is through Young Living and their therapeutic grade essential oils.
Okay.
I have a website for that. I have a website, and
okay.
the website is I can give you that.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's BIT.
B as in boy, IT.
B as in boy, IT.ly/ Denise R, the letter R, oils.
Okay.
Oils.
Oh, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Great.
And those are 100% pure therapeutic grade. Those are the only ones that I use and recommend to my clients.
Oh,
because
there
are a lot
of
synthetic oils. Yes, ma'am. What's your name, sister?
Mm-hmm. My name is Deborah.
Oh, Sister Deborah, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
Yes, ma'am.
I saw the announcement and the notice in my news feed. I was like, oh, I gotta go.
Okay.
I'm gonna visit you on that site then. Because I've been getting I've been going to Whole Foods. I've been getting them from the stores, and I'm still learning about the oils or relearning about the oils. So,
that was my question.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for asking, sis.
You're very welcome. See you next time.
All right. You're welcome.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
ma'am.
Assalamualaikum. Okay, any other questions? We have about 5 minutes. I think we lost Brother Sean. We have about 5 minutes left. If you have a question, press 1. And I also want to let you all know about my book, Overcoming Hypertension Naturally, is on Amazon.com. If you type in my name in the search, Denise Renee Muhammad, all of my books will come up and you will see that book. But it's overcoming hypertension naturally, and I'm talking about 8 essential oils that can help you with that. The most highly recommended essential oils for maintaining a healthy high blood pressure. Any other questions? I think we lost Brother Sean. Okay, and also I'll repeat again my website if anyone is interested in using the essential oils. My website is bit.ly/DeniseR Oils, bit.ly/DeniseR Oils. Do we have any questions or concerns? Or just comment if you want to comment about the show, share some of your knowledge and wisdom with us before we leave. We greatly appreciate that as well. Otherwise, the show will be ending in about 4 minutes. And we just urge you all, family, if you suffer with hypertension or know someone who does, just try to get control of your diet, number one. Get control of your diet and just know that there are alternatives out there. And they call essential oils alternative medicine, but it's really not alternative. It's the medicine that God created for us in the earth naturally. All of our solutions are in the earth and come from the earth, and we just have to turn back to the earth for our solutions. That's what we have to do. So just know you can contact myself or Brother Sean. We're available through Facebook, Denise Renee Muhammad. Denise Renee Muhammad on Facebook and Brother Sean Ali. If you have any questions, any comments or concerns, we will be more than happy to assist you with that. I'm a self-care and wellness coach. I specialize in essential oils. I do extensive research with the oils. I study this information so that I could bring to you the best information that I find that's going to help you and help facilitating your own healing. And, you know, just so we can turn back and use natural means and methods to heal ourselves. Any questions before we go? We have 2 minutes left before the show ends. If not, we'll go ahead and close out. I think we lost our brother. But we greatly appreciate you all for tuning in. those of you that did tune in, and if you listen to this on the replay, we greatly, greatly appreciate you. And thank you for taking time, an hour out of your evening, to join us, to listen to us, to hear what we have to say. We don't take it for granted. We appreciate you. And with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show and tune in next week, next Tuesday, same time, same station, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for another Health and Wellness Power Hour with Sister Denise and Brother Sean. And with that, we will close out the call. We greet you in our greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining, family.